now that you got me in the mood, help sing with me one very important nigger, and then we'll mamish, hopefully try to wrap up this week, getting into Shabbos.
Oh,
Right before you leave Eretz Yisrael, it's Parsha Shlach. There are a lot of messages to be learned Parsha Shlach. I mentioned that earlier on to some people, a very bad joke. So you might say, of course, if I'm going to say a joke, it's a bad joke. You know, it's like Pshita Ma with the same. Right? You know, like, okay, you know what I'm saying? It's like my wife and my kids are not here to even, like, really, Parshanar. Apple, come on. You know what I'm saying? Like the bad joke that said, it's a very, very bad joke with a certain level of seriousness, which is Parsha Shlach, there's got to be a reason that at the end of the Parsha Shlach, there's Parsha Tzitzis. Because the joke that they say, Ezra, is what? What is the pulpit rabbi in Chutz Laaretz going to talk about? You know, so at least let them talk about Tzitzis. You know, like, yeah, you know, you're not going to talk about, you know, it's a bad joke. It's a bad joke. It's a very sad joke. But there's a lot of emes to even a sad joke. I want to describe today, try to really go back to our kindergarten. Go back to the beginnings of understanding. I could speak hours about it, I'm not going to. But to understand the chid of the Meraglim, one of the approaches of what the chid of the Meraglim is, and obviously apply it to the end of a transformative year. Hopefully some of the messages that you can come and apply, and when you reflect, as many of us have started, the reflections of the Siyum HaShana already started last Shabbos, and continuing on over the next week, to be able, as important as it is, as you have beginnings, you have the middle, and you have the end, to be able to say, wow, to look back and say, Gewalt, the things that I did well, things that I learned, some of the things that aspirations which I want to continue doing, wherever my next tachana is. So I want to come back to the beginning of what the chet, which is what we've all learned. And already, you have to really look at the first Mishnah, the Mishnah Maseches Tanis, in Perek Dalet. That says the five things that happened on Tisha B'Av. The five things that had, one of them was B'Tisha B'Av Nigzar Al Avoteinu Shelo Yikantzu La'aretz. We always, properly so on Tisha B'Av, we talk about the Churban Bayis Rishon Hasheni. It's very sad, very, very sad. And Halavai being in Yeshiva Rakoto, we should be connecting to what it means not having a Beis HaMikdash. But just as important is to be able to understand the chet of the Meraglim. If you ask anybody what's the chet of the Meraglim, they'll say it's a machlokas if you know what you're talking about. It's a major machlokas. But the classical answer is that they spoke Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael. Spoke Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael. And if that's true, I want to be able to go together with you this evening to go through a couple approaches of what that it means. That they spoke Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael and apply it to your lives, apply it to my life. Rav Kook, in a letter, assuming that the chid is what we just said, talking about speaking negatively about Eretz Yisrael. We're going to analyze together, but Rav Kook in an Igrot, an Amud Kuf Yud Bet, explains Yisod HaGalut VaShiflut HaNimshach BaOlam Barak Mima She'in Modim Et Eretz Yisrael. The Galut, the Shiflut, is that we don't understand the value at Erka V'Chochmata Et Eretz Yisrael. Ve'ein mitaknim et cheta miraglim she'otziu diba al haaretz b'tshuvat ha'mishka. He says, we got to fix it. We got to fix the cheta miraglim. It's not Rav Kook's chiddush. It's the Mishnah right there. It's the Mishnah. We got to fix the reason Chorban happened. I spoke to a couple guys today when we were on the T.O. And I said to them, you weren't there, but it's for you also. I said, if you asked a question, especially today, my son who's here, he's in Tel Aviv. Today there was a parade. Just to even fully mechadid what I was going to even say. What is more kadosh? Tel Aviv or Hendon? What's more kadosh? And like you laugh at it, but I'm crying. Because people who are listening to this tape, most people are like, I don't understand what's the kasha. What's the question? Am I right? What would people want? Hendon! Hail again, Hendon! Gold is great! Hail again! No? Would they even... What's the kasha? Again, pshita! Okay, some people might not know what Hendon is. You know? Toronto! Right? What's the name? What's the big street? Bathurst. Might be Rosh Hasharabim, right? Bathurst of all Yidden, except for now with all the fires. I don't know. You know, the pollution to New York. Pollution to New York, right? I don't know, right? What's more kadosh, Tel Aviv or the Bayit in Toronto, right? Like, the Toronto, Chicago. I'm saying, like, let's not only, we're not talking about Manchester. You know, we were talking about, like, you know, Joe, Chas V'Shalom. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? The real questions that people ask, this is not even a joke. It's, like, really a question. It's, like, what is more kadosh? And, it like, we're like, laughing, but I'm crying inside. Because how many people would answer to you, tell a what? And this is our question right here. This is our question. How do we mitakein cheta meraglim? I won't ask the question in here. So let's start analyzing what exactly was this Lashon Hara? What exactly? We're going to give a couple approaches, and again, hopefully, Be'ezrat Hashem, really walk home with some very important, hopefully, pearls of Torah, of thought, to put in your pockets as you finish this year, as you start being mashpia, whether it's in camps and going back to your homes and being able to mechabe de horim for some of you for one day that you're back, the half a day, mixes ayom kakulo, right? To be able before you say, hi, goodbye, see ya, shalom, bayis. You know, different people have different, or going into your internships to be mekadoshim shamayim. It's not clear when you read the Pesukim what exactly was this Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban says, famously, the Ramban says you read the Pesukim. They didn't lie. The Ramban says, what did they do? This is the Ramban in Perek Yud Gimel. Ma'asu ha-miraglim, Mr. Rakoff. What did they do? Moshe told them, uritem et ha-aretz mahi. And they said, they answered the question. The Arim, there's fortified, not Akopanim, they had to answer. Ma pisham ma chatatam. By saying, Efes ki az ha'am, the Arim bitzurot kedolot. Strong language of Nachmanides here, of Ramban. V'chi al menachi ha'idol of sheker, shalakotam. Well, he's not asking them to lie. Answers the Ramban, V'itachein, for those people that were with Rav Sheshah this morning, he hinted to it by saying this.
V'itachin ki Moshe ba'avur shiada. He knew. He was promised already in Shemot Paragimel that this is a great land. Eretz tova urechava. Ba'avur kein amar lem shinu lev ladat kein. Go! Go on a fact-finding mission. Go check it out. Why? The language of the Ramban. Kedei shiagidu la'am v'yismichu v'yachlifu koach la'alot sham b'simcha. This was the first nefesh b'nefesh mission. These nesiim were the first nefesh b'nefesh ambassadors. I was a nefesh b'nefesh ambassador. You guys don't even know that there was such a concept. Way back when, I was sent to Baltimore. Sent to Baltimore. And I talked about Eretz Yisrael. And a guy comes over to me afterwards. And he says, you know, I really want to make Aliyah. I'm like, oh, I did a good job. You know, like, oh, you really want to make Aliyah? Great. He's like, I got a small problem. What's your problem? He goes, I lost my job. I'm like, okay, it's a small problem. He's like, I don't speak Hebrew. I'm like, okay. He's like, my Rav says it's probably a bad idea then for me to go to Eretz Yisrael because I don't speak Hebrew and I'm going to be on welfare. And I'm like, okay, that's why you have a Rav, right? That's why you have a Rav there. But the Nefesh B'Nefesh ambassadors over here were being able to say what? You have to go there and say what? Gevalt! Go check out all the good things that are going on and come back and report it. Come back and report and say, Gevalt, unbelievable things that are in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore he said to them, V'itchazaktem ulekachtem mipri haaretz in Pasuk Chaf, kidei shiyiru b'ineihem. Go. Like nowadays, it's on your phone, right? Go look at all these pictures. Look at, amazing. I was Yom Yerushalayim here for 20 years without all the video stuff. And I would call my brother, everything that you guys did, the dancing, all things I did for years, and I still do. But I literally would call up my brother. I didn't have the video to show to him. I'm like, you don't understand. It was at that point, it was Shlomo Katz at the Kotel dancing, and it was like, he felt amazing. And it's like, what are you doing? Where are you? Look at what we have here. Look what we have here. The first idea is that we're supposed to come. And we have to come and embody what it means that we have the zchut of being in Eretz Yisrael, of being in Medinat Yisrael. What did Rav Kook say? Rav Kook said, how do we mitakein the chet ha-meraglim, tshuvat ha-mishkal, la'agir ulevaser bo'olam, kulo hoda ve'hadara, to say the beauty, Kedusha tau kvoda, the kedusha, the kavod, v'alavai sheniskeh acharei koach v'kod kulan mitzideinu, to even understand a little bit of what it means, this Eretz Chemda, etc., etc. I don't know about you. I hope and if not, I see it myself as a personal failure, that you would walk out of this year being able to have the experiences of to say that I'm more connected to Eretz Yisrael now. That I'm really connected to Eretz Yisrael. To be able to walk back wherever you're going to be and say, yeah, I was in Eretz Yisrael. I was in Medinat Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael for this year. How many people say, like, what are you doing? You could be doing the same thing when you're learning. What's the difference between learning here? How many times have you ever heard this before? Why do you need to be here? What's the difference between learning here and in the Heichal Beis Medrash? What's the difference between learning here and the YU Beis Medrash? What's the difference? Kvira! Terrible! What do you mean? Eretz Yisrael, are you crazy? Does the Torah say, yeah, learn in New Jersey? Of course you have to learn in New Jersey. But like, what's the question? Crane, can you imagine like the difference between, you know, Woodmere and Eretz Yisrael? Rav Yissi would agree to me. He would agree with me. He's not going to retire in DRA. He's going to retire to Eretz. He knows. one of the things you have to reflect for yourself, one of the things that you have to reflect for yourself is, do you have that connection to Eretz Yisrael? You've been here for a year, 2 years, some people about to be three. To be what the Rav Zatzal said here, what the Ramban says, what's my connection? What's my connection? Rav Avinair. Rav Avinair is medayek and mechadesh in the Gemara in Brachos that one says arba dvorim tzrichim chizuk. Says there tefillah, Talmud Torah, derech eretz, and maasim tovim. Rav Avinair says, you know what derech eretz is? Derech eretz is your connection to Eretz Yisrael. Dvarim tzrichim chizuk. Just like tefillah, you have to constantly mechazik. Talmud Torah, you have to constantly mechazik. You have to ask yourself, am I getting more connected to Eretz Yisrael? That's part of walking out. Part of walking out is, what's my connection? Am I going to be able to walk out and say, wow, I was in Lifta, I was in Netzer Chazani, I was in Mitzpe Yericho, I was even in Modi'in. You know, that's, it's Eretz Yisrael. It is. Menachem Liebtag was there last Shabbos, and he was like, talking about the different things about the Chedem Araglim, he's like saying, you know, like Aser Taser, Yom Tov Sheni, and Rabbi in the community is like, we're in Modi'in, there's no Yom Tov Sheni here. Like, you know, I know we think there's a lot of English speakers here, but like, yes, Modi'in is part of Eretz Yisrael, Beit Shemesh is Ranana, all it's part of Eretz Yisrael, right? Might be a Chedem, it is, it's part of Eretz Yisrael. But for you, for those people that are leaving, to be able to make sure that when you come back, that you go and continue searching for other communities, not just the Airbnb. For those guys who are coming back, Shana Bet, you have an off Shabbos, oh, Airbnb. No, not Airbnb. Where do I go? Where do I see? Who is it? Ah, Morgan, right? Jeremy Morgan, thinking about anywhere in Israel. How do I go get connected to other communities in Eretz Yisrael? How do I get connected to the people of Eretz Yisrael? Who told me today? Somebody told me today, Yeshiva Rakotel students. I had it in the staff meeting, right? All I want is just Ashkenazi Nigunim. That's all I want. No, there's something about being with the Am. Speak to my son here. Being with the Zmiros. Okay. I understand. Habibi could be a little bit too much Habibi. I understand. But there's something about being with somebody else besides Englewood, New Jersey. Being with a guy from the Cryote. Being with a guy, it's unbelievable. To be able to speak their language a little bit, it's amazing. It's an amazing, okay, nobody said that it's a mitzvah aseh d'oraita to have a 4.5 hour Friday night meal. I get it. I understand that. It could be mamish, you know, chanika, sreifa. I get it. I definitely understand the concept that we want to live, you know, Sanhedrin and the Arba Mises Beis. And I understand that it could be a little shorter on Friday night. But it doesn't necessarily mean that I can't be open to really being connected. To really being connected and learn about it. So that's first lesson from the Ramban. First lesson to walk out of here and take a small reckoning, whether it's within your pictures, whether it's within your connections. We had a really great guy here who came to me and he said, wow, I had such a great experience in Yeshiva Rakotel. My one regret, Rebbe, tell people, my one regret is I didn't parades more. I didn't listen to Reuven Simcha Garber and make sure to go and listen and go over and listen to go listen to the Rosh Hashiva over there when he talks about Bishul. Whoa, right? To be there, wow, to have that connection. Just go and get connected. Go and get connected to the land, get connected to the people. We could do it. We're able to do it, and we have to do it. Second message is a very, very important message of what the Chet of the Meragim was. Psukim say, as we just said, Vayisapulo vayomer banu al haaretz asher shalachtanu v'gam savat chalav udvash ki v'zeh piria efes ki az ha'am hayoshev ba'aretz ve'arim b'tzurot gedolot mod v'gam yilidei ha'anak ra'inu sham. What was the chait? They said the truth. You think I'm quoting you the Ramban? No, I'm not quoting you the Ramban. The Maharal Prague says also the word Ephes. And I started talking to some of you today already. I'm trying to see where he is. My eyes are still tired. Where he said to me, Rebbe, I have a lot of successes, but, ever heard that big but, what does the Gur Aryeh say? The Maral says, you know what their chait was? They spoke, wow, the land is great. This land is great. But Ephes ki az ha'am. And everything Ephes is, the bud is coming to minimize everything before that. It's all good, but it's all good in theory. It's all good in theory. To be able to say, this is all good, but it's the worst thing that you could do at the end of Shana Aleph or Shana Bet or Shana Gimel, the rest of your life. And how you talk about things. To be able to interpret and start saying the word but and start saying the word and. I was successful in my learning. Where's Timmy? To be able to go and mamish pound away. Yes! Yes! Successful! Yes! No Ephes! No Ephes! Successful! Look inside the mirror. You're here. Too many people think, looking at the other person. The grass is always greener on the other side. It's great! It's great! But man, look at him. And he's finishing Shabbos. And he's finishing this. And he's doing that. I can tell you, I've been here for a couple of years. People who are walking out of here are going to be superstars out of here. Sometimes you feel, look, I'm not as good as Winkler. And okay. Not everyone can be a Winkler. Okay. But you don't have to be. You walk out of here and you're going to see how much that you can be mashpia. But you say the word, once you start saying that word Ephes, you blow it all up. You start saying, but, all of a sudden, every excuse in the book. That's what the Maral said their chait was. It's so beautiful on Wikipedia. It's so beautiful on Google. It's a nice place. It's beautiful. But. Make sure that when you are walking out of here, that you definitely work on your things that you need to work on. I mentioned it this morning. Ruvin Simchat said a lot of people look at walking out of yeshiva. Now's the test. Ever heard that before? People are already thinking that in December. I don't know if it's real right now. I'm only going to know when I leave. Is this really correct? People have thought of that before, right? No? You haven't thought? Yeah. Right? That's going to be the real test. And I mentioned to Reuven Simcha this morning that the idea is to be able to come and say, I am working and I'm successful in this. At the same time, hear the difference. If it's a test, the second I fail, oh, it's like I have two people here that have failed driving tests before, right? Ah, I failed! That's it! I failed, that's it. Turn right, turn left. Ah, what's the big deal? Why do I need to fail, right? That's it, I failed. And then all of a sudden you start saying, oh, if I failed over there, everything is okay with my freya. Really, what was happening in yeshiva is because of... Oh, yeah, yeah. Don't look at it that way. That's the Ephes. But, oh, once I failed... Once I missed that first davening because I overslept, it's not like Friday in yeshiva, right? Don't say the Ephes. Definitely have to work on it. Be aware. But But it's not like it's a test, and therefore the second I mess up with something, which people are going to say, oh, you just came back from yeshiva. You're like the tzaddik, you're like the Belzerid. You know, you just came back from the yeshiva, right? Gevaldik. Right? Everyone could get off their high horse, right? Continue being you. But being able to have your successes and know that you have what to work on. But don't say the word ephes. That's what the Maharal teaches us. Number three
is as follows. You're like, how many are there?
Oh, yeah. Here's a big one. People know that I care very much about Eretz Yisrael, Torah in Eretz Yisrael. So for many years, and I still do it, I would travel to different places to be mechazik students that have made Aliyah. So I would teach in Bar Ilan. I would go on a Sunday night and teach students to be who were there, and I would be driving home. It's 11 o'clock. All of a sudden, you turn on the radio. Who's on the radio at 11 p.m. in Eretz Yisrael? Rav Goldwicht. True statement. Rav Goldwicht. Not only that, David Schmidt just like sent me a picture. You guys don't know who David Schmidt is. He's a goon. David Schmidt sends a picture. He's like, look what I just found. He's on El Al. He's like going through the things, and he's like on there. It's like Rav Goldwicht on the El Al pieces, you know, on Shavuos. You know, you have this schmutz, and you have Rav Goldwicht right on there. So I'm putting on the radio, and Rav Goldwicht is talking. It's Parsha Shlach. And Rav Goldwicht quotes this Marsha that I think is so MS for us to think about. Point number three. What is the chet of the Meraglim? Gemara and Baba Basra says, Tana Rabbanon, Tzadik Amabes, Tzadik Amabes. Tana Rabbanon ain motzi in Peros Meretz Yisrael. You cannot export from Eretz Yisrael the necessities. Wines, oils, fine flowers, says the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda ben Matera allows wine. Ukeshem shein motzi in Eretz Yisrael, l'chutz la'aretz kachin motzin, etc. Says the Marsha, this braita, I can now understand what is the chet of the Meraglim. This braita. What was the Diba Ta'aretz? Not like many people that said, okay, they said Eretz Ochelet Yoshvehi. No, you're reading the wrong part of the Pasuk. But rather, they said, V'gam Zabat Chalav Udvash V'zeh Pirya. V'zeh Pirya. What's the Chet of the Meraglim? Comes the Marsha. What does the Medrash say in this? Vizet period, they saw these very strange fruits. So they said, whoa, this is Mishune. This is weird. It says that's a drash. It's a drash. Okay. What's Pshat? I'll say it to you outside and then I'll read you a little bit of it. How many of us, again, I think in Yeshiva Dakota we do a decent job of this. Maybe not as good as we should, but we could. You know what the Chet of the Meraglim was? They said it's a nice place to visit. This is a nice place to visit. They said, you know what you come here for? Why do you come to Eretz Yisrael? You come to the Machane Yehuda. Good, if you were talking about a good Angel's Bakery, a good Hadar Gula, a good Shapiro Minion, right? You know, like to modernize the Marsha. It's a good place to visit! Vizet Piria. What is Vizet Piria? Really good watermelon. Cherries are coming in season. This is good stuff. It's a nice place to visit. Vizet Piria. What does it mean, Vizet Piria? Explains the Marsha. The Marsha explains. We know that Eretz Yisrael is known for its Zayin Minim. Eretz Chitau, Sora, Gefet, Teinav, Rimon. Eretz Eichemer, Udvash. But what happens?
They were vayichretu from the rimonim u'mina teinim. They said v'gam zavat chalav u'dvash v'ze pirya. What does it mean? V'ze pirya. This is what's there in Eretz Yisrael. These are the payroll that they have in Eretz Yisrael. A nice place to visit, but you can't make a living here. You can't live here. Right? There are signs in Tinek about that, right? Nice place, right? Can't make a parnasa here. Can't. I'm not making it up. I'll show you signs over the years. Over the years. There's a great guy named Dr. Alan Katz. You may have heard this before. Dr. Alan Katz. He was here many years ago. Probably like 18. Student of mine, I don't remember who it is. Just went to him in Shari Tzedek and like got a checkup for his baby kid. It was like, you know, you're like, you guys have like grandfathers over here in your Nate Seders. This was like real. You know, like it was like really cool. It was like really cool. So Dr. Alan Katz was leaving Teaneck, New Jersey. And people went over to him and said, "What? You're leaving us?" True statement. This is not any hyperbole. "You're leaving us?" He said, "No, no, no. I'm not leaving you. I'm leading you." True statement. How do we view Eretz Yisrael? Is Eretz Yisrael just a nice place to get marzipan? It's a nice place. Vizepiria! Vizepiria! He says, you can't live here. Dvarim shibachayi nefesh, tchita v'zayit einba. And what's the psukim say? What are you talking about? Eretz chita u'sorai. More than now, when I first made Aliyah, everyone's like, "Oh, where's the orange juice? Where are these things now?" Tova, aretz ma'od ma'od. You have it here also now. I ever tell you that story? Did I tell you the story that it was when Chagai was much smaller? It's when anywhere in Israel was actually still around. So, I was about to go to sleep on a Shabbat afternoon. Early on in the year, we had some seminary girls. Happens. We had some seminary girls. And I can imagine I talked to them a little bit about the importance and the centrality of Eretz Yisrael. It was towards the end of the year and they had decided that they were not going to be in Eretz Yisrael. True statement. They walked. They knocked on the door. I'm literally about to go to sleep. You know, Shana B'Shabbos Sababa, Shana B'Shabbos Tanug. It's going to be all like, it's all good. And then knock, knock, and then like you have the six Hakoto guys there and a couple of these girls come and I'm like, okay, I better get up here. This is not good. Not good. Right? So we went outside. We went outside and they said, "Rebbe." They didn't call me Rebbe. They said, "Rabbi." They had that guilt because they were going back. They were going back. True story. True statement. Remember this story? Tell you remember it? True statement. No hyperbole at all. I promise. I said, "No, so why are you going back?" They're like telling me like I was a priest. And I'm saying, like, I give you, they're like, confession. You know, they're giving a confession. I'm like, I don't pardon you. I don't pardon you. I don't have that koach. You know, I'm saying, like, what are you doing? You know, I'm saying, this is not Sunday at Shabbos. You know, like, well, what are you talking about? Right? So they're like, Rabbi, the reason we're not staying is because when we go to the movie theater, there's this, you know, you have like cup holders. You know, you know what I'm talking about? I haven't been to a movie theater in like 30 years, right? But like, you have cup holders. He goes, in Medina, that's not here. They said this with a true, I promise you, they said it to me with a straight face. And I, as a professional, couldn't just like just yell at them. You know, like, what's wrong with you? Like, we got a stupid thing. No, of course not. Oh, I hear you. I hear that. I hear your pain, huh? What did I answer them? I said, if it bothers you, it probably bothers a lot of other people also. Maybe that's what you're here for. Maybe. Supposedly, a year or two later, again, I haven't been there, but supposedly if you go to movie theaters now in Eretz Yisrael, they have it. So those excuses are no longer. Kobe, I just called you Kobe, right? Only the third time this year, right? Boss is like, I don't know what he's talking about. The cup holders, whatever it is. No. Vizepirya. The concept is, it's no longer relevant. The bracha of what you guys came here now, of saying, I'm just coming to visit. That was 40 years ago, you should know. 30 years ago, people came. You came for a year. Now, it's still happening in other yeshivot. You come for a nice year. You've heard that before?
you have to come and set a foundation. I can tell you all, come here, come to Eretz Yisrael. You know, I survived my years in high school to be able to get to Eretz Yisrael, then I'll turn it on. Ever heard of this before? This theory before? And then I'll go back and be mature, make a lot of money, give tzedakah, like the whole, right? What shtuyot? What shtuyot? Does it say that in the Torah? Does it say that? I'm going to come to Eretz Yisrael for a year or two, and then I'm going to go back and make sure to be, if I'm really from, I'll stay in the Teaneck, you know, and the Woodmere area, and if not, I'll go out of town. You know, like, is that what the Torah says? Is that what the Torah says? It's ridiculous. Vizapiria. Vizapiria. This is what... What are we doing here? Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, you chose to be in Yeshivat HaKotel, where you understand that this is a place not only to come and just visit. To be able to have role models to say, yeah, it's not easy. Nobody ever said it's easy. I had a shal shirtis with a couple of Chabadnikim. There are Chabadnikim there, and again, we're singing Izmiris together, slow, the whole bit. And then afterwards, I'm like, no, there's a yeshiva, there's Chabadnikim in Kiryat Gat. There's a nice, good yeshiva over there. I don't know if Chagai remembers this Shalosh Shodas. And so then I said, after we sang some nice mirrors, I'm like, no, why are you not in Eretz Yisrael? Why are you not staying? You know, no filter. Why are you not staying in Eretz Yisrael? What did he answer to me? It's hard. It's hard. Now, which one's worse? The seminary girl saying about the coast? Or these Chabadnikim telling me that it's hard. I'm like, duh. I'm like, Torah, the Eretz Yisrael, Niknes, and Olam Haba, Niknes B'Yisur. No one's supposed to be that it's easy. You know, like, oh, it's hard. Go ahead, you know. Can you compare to where we're at now? And that's what I talked to guys about today. I'll just do a little chazara for those people that didn't hear. I was sitting with, you may have heard him. There's a guy named, he's a legend. He's named Kobe Zwebner. He's a legend. I sat with him this week. And you know, and if you read, you know, he's probably had around 435 posts. I've probably read around 8 of them over the years, you know, over the year. Each one that I read is amazing. So one day when it catches me. So one of them recently I read, amazing. And he was just here in Yeshiva. And I was talking to him and how much, you know, gevalt. And then he says to me that I have no regrets. His friends are asking, does he have regrets for being in the army? So I said, I don't understand. But the guy's a star. He's not a Nebuch. You know, the guy's a star. The guy's mom is like ripping it up, learning, ripping up everything. You know, no one's getting through him. Like, Givaldic. What do you mean? What are his friends asking him if he has regrets for being in the army? I didn't understand the Havamina. Like, what if a guy's mom is a Nebuch, a loser? Okay, I understand it, but no one's going to say Zwebner's a loser. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's pshat? What's pshat even a havamina? Right? You know what the answer is? The answer is because guys were looking at Zwebs and saying, wow, it's really hard. And therefore, since it's really hard, like, what are you doing? Like, why are you doing it? Like, you look at it like, I mean, we're so used to just like flipping up, right? Flipping through it. It should be easy. And the answer is that if it's really valuable, it's actually hard. Yeah, it's hard. It's not just a nice place to visit. This is where we belong. Can I say it any clearer? This is where we belong. And therefore, if you're going now on a shlichut to be able to be mashpia, or you're going on a shlichut to university, be very clear that the tikkun that we need is to understand that L.A. is not the makom asher yivchar bo. It's not! You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying any chiddush. You know? The place to be. Number four. To be able really, again, this third message, even if it's hard, some of us, you talk about amelus batorah. So you understand that the first step is to appreciate if something's hard. Rav Sheshar told me it's the mashal of the bicycle. The mashal of the bicycle. What's the mashal of the bicycle? If you're going up, then it's what? Then it's really hard to pedal. If you're going down, then what? It's easy, right? Going up. It's hard, but you're going up. Hard! Hard is valuable. It's going to build you. Again, there's no mitzvah to say the right to, with all the bureaucracy. Okay, you know, thank God. Thank God you can use protexia. It's a beside it. But to understand that there's a value. There's a value. But it's not just a nice place to visit. Here's probably my most favorite pshat. Top 10 favorite. Such an emistic pshat, and it's scary. But hopefully you'll remember it also. Fourth pshat of understanding what exactly was the Chedel Meragim, this Lashon Hara. And this comes from one word. I'm not making it up. It's mamish in the Torah. So most people here, unfortunately, don't know where all the places where the Meraglim have been written. You know about Parsha Shlach, Shkoyach. Hopefully you've done the Parsha. Perek Yud Gimel, Perek Yud Dal. You also know about Dvarim Perek Aleph, Shkoyach, very important. Where else is the Chedah Meraglim written? Tehillim, Kuvav, very important. 100%. Where else is it written? Akev, chapter 9. There's a couple psukim there. But then there's another place that a lot of people don't know, usually because it's like summer parshiyot. So like, you know, like, come on. You know, like mamish, like literally, like mes mitzvah. Like, nobody, like, it's like terrible. Matos masay, oh my goodness. 248 psukim of death. Right, like matos masay. Like, if you are a bar mitzvah there, like, you know, get back into the belly, get back in. You know, like matos masay. My goodness, like, what are you doing? Get back in. No, not matos masay. For a bar mitzvah teacher, it's like a dream. It's like a dream. You know what I'm saying? It's like double, triple the money. You know what I mean? Like, you know, matos masay. Okay, we're gonna start like 3.5 years now. You know, big bucks. You know, matos masay. So it's in Parshas Matos. Parshas Matos. What's in Parshas Matos if you open up the Perek Lamed Bet? Parshas Matos. What's going on over there? You have B'nai God and B'nai Ruvein, Mr. Braun. B'nai God and B'nai Ruvein. They have a lot of cash. Miknei Rav, they got a lot of stuff. A lot of good stuff. And what did they say? Let me be on the eastern side of the Jordan River. Right? And I'll help you. And then Moshe goes on his big diatribe. You're going to sit on the eastern side of the Jordan River and what? Everyone's going, no, of course not. We're going to come help. That's the context if you haven't read the Pesukim in Bamidbar Lamed Bet. Whole question about priorities, children, possessions, shkoich. But then Moshe says the following words. What you're asking for, you're doing the exact same thing. You're repeating history again. The same catastrophic mistake of the Meraglim. Ko asu avotechem. Exactly what you're asking, B'nai God and B'nai Ruvein. Exactly that. Our forefathers did the same exact problem. What was that? So you can't make it up. The Torah says it. If you look at Bamidbar Lamed Bet, it uses a very strange verb. Very strange verb. What's the verb? The verb is Vayaniu et Lev B'nei Yisrael. To read it for you as follows. He says, Vayomer Moshe l'bnei God b'nei Ruvein ha'chichem yavol mechma v'aten teshvu'u pasuk zayin v'lama tiniyun. It's with an aleph. Tiniyun. Learning Hebrew. Joby. Learning Hebrew. Where's Joby? Where's Joby? Learning Hebrew. There we go, Rabavi. Learning Hebrew. Lama tiniyun et lei b'nei Yisrael. Me'avor el ha'aretz asher natan lehem Hashem. Ko asu avotechem. B'shalchi otam mikadesh barnei alirot et ha'aretz. V'yalu ha'nachal eshko v'yiru et ha'aretz. V'yaniyu et lei b'nei Yisrael. Pasuk tet. Livilti vo el ha'aretz asher natan lehem Adonai. The Torah says it black and white. What was the Chedah Meraglim? Vayaniu et Lev B'nei Yisrael. What does Vayaniu mean? Fourth shot here. And this is something that I hope to challenge you, and I hope you remember this fourth challenge. Rashi says that you switch to Einin and the Alfin, and therefore Vayaniu is the words from the word with an Einin like Monea. Why are you preventing people from coming to Eretz Yisrael? Koasu avoteichem by the Meragun. Koasu, you're doing the same thing. Comes Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch. And he says that it's not Nun Ayin. It's Nun Aleph. Vayaniu. Nun Aleph. What does Vayaniu at Lev B'nei Yisrael mean? So Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch says, if you know a little Hebrew, there's what's called a Tnu'a, Nun Ayin. What does Tnu'a mean? Movement. You have a Shva Na. What's a Shva Na? You're moving. You hear it. You hear it. You're moving. You're moving to what? Until you get to... I remember this one class. Right? Menucha V'Nachala. The Shva Nach. You're moving until you get to the end location. Eretz Menucha V'Nachala. Eretz Yisrael. What's smack in the middle, Avi? Smack in the middle is Nun Aleph. Smack in the middle. Nun Aleph. Al Tivashel Mivushal Nah, says in Parshas Bo. Korban Pesach. Don't cook it half-baked. When you say that, please, you want to do something, but you say, nah, nah, nah. What is not? Please don't do it. Please don't do it. Understand the unbelievable pshat over here? Am Yisrael, and we're part of this history right now. It's scary how true it is. We've been dreaming about being in an English library in the old city, having windows, having neighbors screaming at us about the police. This is what we've been dreaming about being here. Coming back, dreaming about being here. 2,000 years. We're here. We're mamish here. You have chont. You have guys that are eating like behemoths out there. They don't even know, right, Harris? You don't even know which food it is. You're like, mommy's not here. Mother, like, mother would have seen that, like, oh my goodness, my proper son. No wonder, no way, you better not run. You better not go to university. You're like, that is, oh my goodness, you see him eating like a behemoth. Where mommy's, like, eating, like, you don't even know whose food it was. Like, eating there. Like, mommy's dreams. Dream, like a man's dream of being in yeshiva. And being here. Like, mamish, we're here. And then what happens? What do the Meraglim do? They say, no. Don't continue pushing to the full dream. Don't continue doing pushing for the full dream. It's good enough. You have a little Kedusha over there on the eastern side of the river. That's enough. Don't go all the way. No. That's extremism. Racism. Right, you know, all the isms, you know what I'm saying? Like, anyway, nationalism, it's all Zionism. It's all like, what's wrong with you? Right? Anything what? Don't continue living the go. Keep going. We're going to see how much it gets even more in more challenging. Mom is challenging. But this is Vayaniu et Lev B'nei Yisrael. Vayaniu et Lev B'nei Yisrael. This is true in everything. It's not only true in coming home to Eretz Yisrael, which we have the tremendous chut that we have, that Rav Kook had said, what we need to do is to continue talking about and understanding about it. But you have so many naysayers out there. My father, Olav HaShalom, was a person who believed in the Klal. He believed in the Tzibur. And any time he took a youth director position, he would come and he would do these big shalosh shittuses. Big shalosh shittuses. And he was in Great Neck. It was a big shalosh shittus. And the postscript of this is my brother was a youth director then for 18 years. And he followed the same thing and had huge shalosh shittuses. But my father, Olav HaShalom, he would have these shalosh shittuses. And then people come, wow, it's so nice, Rabbi Cutler. So beautiful, nice, Rabbi Cutler. And then you would always have a guy come over and say, Rabbi, it was really great, but this is never going to happen again. Nobody's, you know, people are just like, you know, being nice to you. But there's no chance it's actually going to continue. Can you imagine? You get back after the first thing. Say, you know, Sally's going to come back. I'm going to give a chabura. You know, there'll be 15 guys there, right? And then people say, oh, that was a really nice chabura. But like, nobody else. You know, you do this a second time, no chance, right? No chance. No one's going to listen to you. First time, okay. You're the nice kid on the block. It was nice. It was very nice. How many naysayers are out there to be able to say no? Don't do the nah. Don't just stop in the middle. Don't just stop in the middle. Keep going. Keep going. To keep going. Vayaniu et lev b'nei Yisrael. Make sure that you keep building up the armor inside of you as we finish yeshiva this year. To continue plowing away. To fulfill. To continue going. It's not by chance here that today is the day that Moshe Horn was Messiah Shas. Messiah Shas. Psh. I'm saying, like, Rabbi Horn came from Twin Rivers, New Jersey. You know what I'm saying? Like Twin Rivers. You know what I'm saying? His whole day is called that. Like, the fact that his son is beautiful. Beautiful. It's amazing. Go. How many naysayers within himself was that? It's beautiful. I say it to you to be able to say you could continue plowing along. You could continue doing it, not just to be able. Vayani will leave B'nai Israel. That's number four. Number five. Number five is probably the hardest for you to hear. But it's Emes, and I want everyone to listen up. What exactly? We're going to have five and six, just everyone should be with me. Five and six. I have a lot more, but we're doing five and six for tonight. The night is young. Five and six. Five and six. Okay. We'll do six before five. So number five. Dvarim Perek Aleph tells us what the chait was. Dvarim says, you know what the problem is? And this is connected to all the different points. Hopefully everybody will continue being surrounded. Where in yeshiva, you're in a subculture of the Ratzon to continue to develop. You have Rebbeim, you have friends. Hopefully continue being mechazik, the kesher, with friends, with Rebbeim, with Avreichim. The Torah says in Dvarim Perek Aleph, the reason why they didn't come is velo avitem la'alot. That's the language. Velo avitem la'alot. Dvarim Perek Aleph. What does it mean, velo avitem la'alot? And therefore, batamru et pi Hashem Elokechem. You know what it means? Lo ratzitem. They didn't want to. They didn't want to. So it sounds like that makes sense, right? Compared to batamru, like to rebel. Again, quoting Rav Kook, it doesn't say velo ratzitem. It says velo avitem bron. Most of the times, the shorashim is three letters. Here, Rav Kook says there's a shorish here. It's connected to the previous point. That's why I skipped ahead. The shorish here is Aleph Bet, which is daddy, right? And Av. Says Rav Kook, what does it mean, Aleph Bet? You go and you create new realities. The shorish of Aleph Bet Hey, which means Ratzon, is the idea of not only of being, this is the reality of a ratzon lihiyot, but to be able to create a better reality. Ratzon lahachiyot ulehavot. This is the ratzon chaim. If you found at the end of this idea, of this year, of not just saying I finished Masechet Shabbos, or be able that I finished, but to be able to say, wow, I thought about it. I sat with the Shana Bet guy today. Wow, I was able to think and ask the right questions and have a chiddush
I created, if you would ask me at the beginning of the year, are you crazy? I couldn't do that. Not making up things. Knowing how to ask, knowing how to create. The ratzon to be able to be mar b'chaim. The ratzon to say, I can make it better. Every person here. The chiddush of what's needed is that the Meraglim said, it's okay where we're at now. Which I'm going to explain with the number six. The low, it's not just lo ratzitem. The real ratzon is what? I can look, Goldstein, I can look at it and say, I can create a better reality. I can create a better reality. It's an unbelievable thing, Moshe. It's unbelievable. Velo avitem la'alot, which means that you have to be able to say that, oh, okay, my Hebrew's not great, whatever it is. When I first made Aliyah, I went to MTA, my Hebrew was horrible. So some people, my son would say, my Hebrew's still horrible. Okay, right? I'm not talking about Chagai, I'm talking about Eita. Right? It's terrible. Abba, and the Rosh Hashiva also. Oh my goodness, he's like embarrassed I'm on the payroll. Yeah, it's terrible. Hey, mom is terrible. Mom is terrible. What can you do? What can you do? You're laughing at me, I'm crying with me. Okay, it's all good. It's all good. Velo avitem la'alot. Can you be able to keep your eyes open or even close your eyes and say, wow, can I see? You don't even have to see it. See all the different graduates that are here, all the bogrim that are here, that are making it happen. That went to Frisch, Yeshiva the Frisch. I was in Chicago. I can look around and be around. I don't know about Kansas City. How many people are around to be able to say, I can create a new reality? V'lo avitem la'alot. To be able to believe that I can create the reality. This is what's amazing. And this is the scary point, and this is where I challenge you. The other and last point, which is connected but different, is what exactly was the chiddush of the Meraglim? First of all, just to stop for a second on point number five. You're like, oh, I'm so excited I'm getting to point six. Five. Speak to Akivari. Shana Aleph, of how many CFLs you give? How many did you give a Shana Aleph? Maybe one, right? Maybe one. And it wasn't at the beginning of the year.
It's over Zoom.
What?
Over Zoom.
Yeah, I remember. Right? I remember. I was on. But now, it's like, are you crazy? CFL without a Kivari? We have a CFL without an Aryeh? You know what I'm saying? Like unbelievable of what's happened, that creation. Right? I can go around and all the different guys. And see, I remember Mikey Nader was about to get married. Baruch Hashem. Right? I remember him Shana Aleph. And then coming back from the army. Oh my God. Totally did. They're just unbelievable. Not only just with the learning, the deep thought. You know, when he came in, he was going to do Mishnahs. They're like, hey, it was good to go. Good simply in. All of a sudden, he went through the army. Started thinking about what Am Yisrael is. And he's creating a beautiful family. And Eretz Yisrael, I can keep going. But to be able not just to put ourselves in a small box and say, okay, check, check, check. But to be able to say, wow, I can create. Reuven Simcha Garber, like picking on. 255 in Yeshiva Rakota will never, ever be the same. Never, ever be the same. Why? Because Reuven Simcha Garber said, I need to change it. I need to say that 255 is not going to be the 330 that I'll show up after missing mincha, but actually, and kind of make up a mincha somewhere, who knows what. Stop it. I'm going to make sure 255 is 255. It's Reuven Simcha Garber. Going and pushing and being able. Before this year, anybody would have said 255. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about? Nothing to do with it. What's 255? Right? Now, Reuven Simcha Garber has been an active person to say that we're going to make sure, Avat Chesed, 255, we're going to prepare for Mincha, we're going to try to be better people, daven better, actually clean the base manners, not only give a thank you, Rav Tovia. Kol HaKavod, that you're cleaning the Beis Medrash. Kol HaKavod. It was amazing. Wow, Rosh Hashiva, thank you so much. That's so nice that you're cleaning after me. And I really appreciate that. That's great. Now, Boucher, right? Ma Boucher, Ma Boucher, get up. Says Rufus, 255 below Avitem La'alot. To be able to say I can create a reality. Avi Landsman remembers at the beginning how he was reading a Gemara. Now he can, wow, mamish. Yeah, syntax and everything. Oh, amazing. You didn't know what the word syntax, you went to MTA. Yeah, syntax. Well, I'm kidding. Lo avitem la'alot. To be able to continue and building, not just ratzon lihiyot, to create the reality. And many of you are going to be counselors. Ooh, don't try to make them into yeshiva bachers, right, in Ennismore, right? But, or Waldorf's, but at the same time, maybe in Kaylee and Masora, you know, like, but to be able to go and learn and schmooze with these campers, you will make the difference. You will make that difference to be able to help them start creating. Last but not least for this evening. What was the chait of the Meraglim? Says the Zohar HaKadosh. The chait was the pasuk in Perek Yudalad, pasuk Dalad, Vayomru Ish El Achiv Nitina Rosh Vinashuva Mitzrayim. You see how we started off with, like, oh, it's, you know, it's simple, it's a chait of Lashon Hara. Not so simple. You see how nuanced, how beauty. It's not just the Eretz Ochelet Yoshveh. He didn't even talk about that. It's not even Chazaku Mimenu. They talked about Eretz, about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nitina Rosh V'Nashuva Mitzrayim. What's the pshat? This is mamish. Ooh. This is a big piece. It's connected to how we started off. We see it in mamish, in front of our eyes. You know what? Nitina Rosh V'Nashuva Mitzrayim. It's a big machlokas if I don't understand it. But the Zohar says that they said, we can't go to Eretz Yisrael because in the Midbar, in the Galut, we're Rosh. But in Eretz Yisrael, we'll be an Akev. What does that mean? So it's a machlokas, what it means. What did the Zohar mean by that? Some would say that Nitina Rosh, what does it mean? V'Nashuva Mitzrayimah. Let me get out of here. Eretz Yisrael's got too much Torah, too much mitzvos. I want to go back and what? It's a midbar, and that's where a lot of the parshiot afterwards of tzitzis and mikoshei sheitzim and all these things to say, no! You have to do mitzvos. Nitina rosh v'nashuma mitzrayim, the Ritva says in Shabbos, that what does it mean? Tino kaboreach mi beit ha-sefer? Already, Nitina Rosh V'Nashuv Mitzrayim, let me get out of yeshiva and already be free. Too much. Chinam, too much. Let me go to the Golis and don't have all these mitzvos here. That's quote unquote almost like the simple pshat. Says the Shalak Kadosh. Says the Ima Banim Smecha, quoting the Shalak Kadosh. Nitina Rosh V'Nashuv Mitzrayim. Is that these great Nesi'im were saying, look, we're leaders in the Golos. We're not going to be able to be leaders here in Eretz Yisrael. We're going to be Akef. We're not going to be able to be leaders here. Ooh, wow. It's hard. But Baruch Hashem, we've seen many, many, many. If you speak to Rav Shechter, he'll tell you the Maram Shik. That even if you're a rabbi, speak to Rav David Gottlieb from Salash, where he left Shomer Emuna in Baltimore. Not easy. But he says, I gotta build an Eretz Yisrael. Speak to Rabbi Larry Wathwax, who's about to leave Teaneck to be able to build an Eretz Yisrael. Not simple. It's not simple. To be able to go and recreate yourself and be an Eretz Yisrael. Nitina Rosh V'Nashuva Mitzrayim. And the Shalak HaKadosh says it in a very, very harsh way. to say that they have this negia ishit. Scary musr. That's saying that these anshe ma'isa and rabbanim are saying, don't go to Eretz Yisrael, because where's my job? I need to be a leader here in Chutz La'aretz. It's not me saying this, the Shlach HaKadosh saying this. They my bottom smith, Nigia Ishit, that Rav Yisachar Teichtel talks about. But let's go one step further. And go two steps further. I don't know how many people can stick with me. I'll go two steps further. There is a Rav Yehuda Leib Chasman, the Menahel Ruchani of Yeshiva Chevron, goes a step further. He says, if you look at the Zohar, it's not just Negia Ishit. But what are they afraid of? They're afraid of by them being replaced. That's the problem. Because they're afraid of them being replaced. If they wouldn't be replaced, they're irreplaceable, then they wouldn't have that big taiva, kinon, taiva, and kava. Concept of being able, as great as you are, to continue working on your midot. The greater we are here working, make sure that you continue developing. But the Sfas Emes says even scarier, which is really applicable. Ready for this, Owen? Rabbi Yisachar? Cheska, sorry. So Yud. It's late at night. Rabbi Cheska. The Sfas Emes says that they were Rosh. Not like the Rosh of the first pshat of Avodah Zarah, that I don't want to cry. Right? Baruch Hashem, I don't have to say that. Guys are leaving Yeshiva HaKotel, every camp in the book, where mamash take it, achrayis. We're not doing that type of Rosh. You know what the Rosh is? Unbelievable, Deacon. You know the pshat is here, the Sfas Emes says? The Sfas Emes says is, I can be firmer in Chutz La'aretz. That's what they were saying. Cries, when you hear this? Remember how we started off? Nitina Rosh. I'm Bechinas Rosh over there. There's Chal of Yisrael over there. I can learn more hours over there. There, I'm Ayin Ba'ayin Yeru over there. That's the language in the Midbar. Ayin Ba'ayin. Who needs to sing Kol Tzofayich? Ayin Ba'ayin there in Chutz La'aretz. I feel really from there. Great speakers. Great speaker. Here I don't understand. They're speaking in Hebrew. You're laughing, but this is a real challenge. Nitina Rosh Vinashuva Mitzrayma. Let me go back there, and there I can feel frummer. I feel frummer there. Honestly, if I didn't learn the Torah, and I didn't have to pay a lot of property tax in Woodmere, I would understand why somebody would feel very frum in Woodmere. You know what I'm saying? Like, unbelievable. Listen to a shir by Rav Shai Shechter. You know, like, unbelievable. And they bring in Rav Asher Weiss. Right? It's gewaldig. I spoke to a great rabbi, great pulpit rabbi, who had said the whole point of the controversy of going Aliyah Harabayat. He said, okay, let's say you put it aside. He goes, I, as a pulpit rabbi in America, would still say you shouldn't be going up to Harabayas. You know why? Because people don't feel they're missing anything. They don't feel they're missing anything. They go up, that's their new summer Masada experience. Instead of going to Masada, they go to Harabayas. That's the bar mitzvah experience. It was only by COVID, but people don't remember COVID anymore. By COVID, you're like, oh, you just can't get in. Right? Until you call Rabbi Lippman, you know what I'm saying? You can't get in. You just can't get in. You know, protection and everything, you just couldn't get in. This is a major challenge. Nitina Rosh V'Nashuva Mitzrayim, how we can and need to make sure that what we're doing, and we are doing, to be able to understand that if you're going to the Galut for Shlichut, whether it's going to YU, to going for that Shlichut, but not to get sucked in and think, oh, that's it. That's the place to be. That's the place to be. I'm not needed in Eretz Yisrael. Ever heard this word? I'm not needed. This great Talmidei Chachamim here. That's how it used to be. Need to know. That's what people would say. I'm not needed here. Need to know. Rosh v'nashuva Mitzrayim. Again, going back to Zwebs.
He was almost signed up to YU. This close. This close. Back and forth, back and forth. Until the day, his mom is signing the papers. And people are like, are encouraging, yeah. And then all of a sudden, somebody goes, we need you here in Herzliya. We have all Chabur over here. Now it's unbelievable. Nitana Rosh V'nashuv Mitzrayim. No. I'm going to be able here to believe in myself and make a difference here in Eretz Yisrael. And I could tell you, tens and tens and tens of Bogrim, as you're deciding that Torah is central in my life, that it says in Sefer Dvarim, Amakom Asher Yivchar, it's applicable for today. It's applicable. You can be from here. I was once a scholar in residence in Highland Park, New Jersey. His name is Rabbi Kaufman. He was there, and we had people there at the house. And I was talking, of course, I was talking to people. Like, why don't you come here? Because I can't be so from in Eretz Yisrael. I'm like, look at this. I'm like, are you crazy? Do you not know what's going on? Do you not know what's going on right now? It's unbelievable. The time period that we're living now, you have to unbelievable. What we are doing as a community, as a country, as a people now, is earth shattering. The ability to believe in yourself as an individual, with everything we said, without the FS, to believe that you could make a difference and not have those miraglim. There's miraglim out there. There are miraglim out there that are telling you, no, don't be here. We don't need you in Eretz Yisrael. It's not from enough. I say. The people were saying that. Miraglim. To this day, it's happening. I remember, literally, newspaper articles, if you want to look it up, Jerusalem Post, they're saying, a guy, listen to this, very, very nuanced, very careful. Guy said, if you have teenagers, and you're coming to Eretz Yisrael, you're on the wrong train. That was the language of the newspaper article. I wrote an article, and I was printed. It said, actually, you could be on the right plane, coming here. Which means that, of course, it's nuanced. Every teenager, you have to force them, chas v'shalom, to be smart. But it doesn't mean that, oh, that's it. If it's hard, talk about it and figure it out. It's hard. That's why the psychologist, and there's a lot of stuff going on. To be able to go and understand and clarify within yourselves our shlichut over here, within us, an individual, everything we've talked about. To be able to understand the beauty of Eretz Yisrael, Torah to Eretz Yisrael, your own personal Torah. It would be zoche to not only talk about the Parsha of Tzitzis. It's very important to talk about the Parsha of Tzitzis. Because our Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal, it's a famous vort in the Gemara Menachos, that says, Tcheles is Dome. You got it. The Kisei HaKavod. Makia, yeah, right? What's the question everybody asks? Why not just go straight to Kisei HaKavod? Go straight there! Kisei HaKavod! I learned. Who did I learn with? Oh, Givaldik, the Rashi of Olonale. Who was it with? I don't know who it was with tonight. It's a long night already, right? Rav Moshe also. Rashi says Asu Sulamot. Moshe said to them, "Make ladders go up to Shamayim, and anything's possible." So Rav Moshe asked, "Why say Asu Sulamot? Just come up to the Rakia." Rav Moshe says in both places. The answer is, it's got to be step by step. Step by step. You got to work at it. So I'm talking about long-term goals also. But it's step by step. Step by step to make sure that you are putting in the ishtadlut. You're asking about it. You're thirsty about it. You're asking. You're there. You're not just saying, oh, I don't want to be. Be there. You got to be in it to win it. Maybe it'd be zoche within from tzitzis. To care about the Torah of Tzitzis, to see the full picture of what we have as individuals, of being able to say that it's not only a place to visit, but it's a place that I can make a difference, the next Webb's making a difference, and Winkler and YBC and Mirza Hashem, Donnie, right? That's what's going to be.
That's what it's going to be. To believe in yourselves. To believe in yourselves. To believe in yourselves. About the true connection that you have to Eretz Yisrael. And if you don't have it yet, I challenge you to continue. Just like I'm challenging you to continue connection within Torah. Also to Eretz Yisrael. And at the end, Nitana Rosh, that each of us here are going to make that difference. Just like for many of you, you've already seen the Akiva and the Mikey and the like Mamish, what they're doing here. That it's possible. Continue building yourselves up as Tamid Chachamim, having a great Chevra, and Emir Tzah Hashem, these realities will continue to be dreaming that much more. Shabbos Kachabbos.